The U.S., they always used to push, no, you should be having acreage controls like we do. And, you know, you could argue with them about which was more effective, actually. But the thing is, you asked before, which system worked the best? Well, if you're talking about just money to the farmers, the U.S. one did. Yeah, if you asked which one was more market-oriented and controlled, it was the Canadian one, I would say. And in Canada, also you then had the wheat board in there with their delivery quotas. If your elevators are full, the farmer can't deliver. He can grow whatever he wants out there on his acres. He's not controlled on his acres, but what are you going to do with it? You can't. And the only way to go was through the board on wheat and barley notes at that time. So there was that break on it. And I've had farmers ask me about this, and in Canada and in the U.S., about which system worked and this. And I said, well, a Canadian farmer, you tell him that you're going to have a neighbor come over and measure his land and then tell him he's going to plow up so much. He's going to tell him, no, nobody's telling me what I'm going to grow out there. You go down to the U.S. and you tell them that you can't go into the grain elevator with a load of grain unless you got a permit from the wheat board. They're going to say, well, you don't go for that kind of system. So I said, well, both of them had to get used to their own poison. You know? There's different ways that those things go. But the U.S., I say, with Congress, the way it was stacked up, and they had the funds, and they could put out the cash. Mm.